Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, dodging bullets, Pat and Coke, plus chopsticks. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's check in. What's going on?
Well, a Utah man has been arrested for shooting his friend. Here's how this went down. His friend claimed he could, quote, dodge bullets. Officers responded to a home in Kearns, Utah, where the victim was found unresponsive and later died. His 23-year-old friend told authorities he and the victim had smoked marijuana and talked about firearms. The men were reportedly handling two handguns when the victim said, quote, he could dodge a bullet. They unloaded each gun before the suspect pointed a firearm at the victim and pulled the trigger, with his friend trying to jump out of the way to prove he could move before the trigger was pulled.
Jeez.
Well, they repeated this, Josh, about six times. But the final time, the gun fired with a real bullet, striking the victim in the chest. The 23-year-old has been taken into custody for manslaughter.
So they start by smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
They get into a discussion about firearms and start playing. Mm-hmm. The guy's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the definition of a buzzkill.
Man. Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy, chronic was his kryptonite. He could not dodge the bullet.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It's like one of those one of those anti-weed ads from the 70s. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is your brain on drugs kind of thing. Shows two guys. Hey, man, I can dodge a bullet, man.
Speaking of your brain on drugs, scientists say frequent marijuana use may damage your short-term memory.
What?
The study analyzed data from over 1,000 former or current cannabis users. The cannabis users underwent brain scans while completing seven different types of cognitive tests over several years. Researchers found cannabis use reduced brain activity in areas responsible for decision-making, memory, paying attention, and emotional processing.
Noticing when red lights go green, that one of them. Turning off turn signals, any of those in there?
Your working memory, the one that remembers shopping lists or follows verbal instructions, was significantly impacted by marijuana use, with nearly 65% of lifetime pot users exhibiting reduced brain activity during a working memory task.
That's the trade-off. There's another report out there that says people who have smoked weed for 65 years really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Didn't worry about a thing.
Like a goldfish in bong water. I just feel good. I want to go back. The previous story, these two idiots are talking about, the guy says he can dodge a bullet, he's so stoned.
Man, that is a bummer.
Stoned, doesn't that make you slower than anything?
I mean,
I would think.
No, but it's about the fact that he's thinking like an idiot.
Right.
And taking a chance of.
And they proved themselves, in their minds, correct the first six times, so they felt impervious.
But the guy didn't realize it was a bullet in the chamber. What? Didn't we have a story a couple years ago? I remember this. The guy said something like, I can hold up three phone books or something and you can still shoot me. Remember this?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. He died.
Yeah.
And he held it right in front of his chest, I believe. Yeah. And had somebody fire at him. Yeah.
And that killed him.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to do that experiment. I don't know, with, say, a balloon.
Yeah.
Where if it doesn't go right, you don't die. I'll have to find that.
A balloon?
Yeah, you could put three phone books in front of a balloon.
Oh.
Shoot the... I'm just saying.
I thought you meant instead of the phone books, you put a balloon in front. I was like, I don't think that's...
It'll bounce right off.
I'd like to bet on that one.
Yeah.
I say, no matter how many balloons it is, guy dies.
Everybody's dying on this balloon.
Boy, we haven't figured this out.
Could be the Goodyear blimp.
Hey, try two balloons.
Guy dies. No. Yeah, I
got you. Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah, or don't...
Don't
experiment with guns. Just have them for whatever you need them for.
Or, like, don't smoke pot. Like, do coke. Like, something that's going to speed you up so you'll get out of the way in time.
There you go.
That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Well, officer, I heard Jeff Oskey say in the Bob and Tom show.
So I didn't realize those guys weren't playing with loaded guns. One guy had a bullet in the chamber and didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds
apparently.
Like they'd
sounds
gone,
like it was an accident.
Sounds like they'd gone back and forth. Still idiocy,
right?
You don't play with real guns.
Sure.
Things can go wrong.
Yeah,
but wow. And there wasn't conversely, wasn't there a guy that invented a bulletproof vest that would put it on to demonstrate it, and it was effective?
I remember that too.
There was a
guy shot him in the head.
Bill.
Next time, maybe. Maybe make a helmet, pal.
Yeah, there's one flaw with this vest.
it's like the Harrison Ford thing where the guy's doing all the whatever it is, karate moves with a whip, and he just takes a gun out and shoots him.
Yeah, exactly.
I was always wondering about that.
Well, there was that famous race product manufacturer, Bill Simpson, who made all the race products, and he got famous, and his brand got famous, because he put on a fire retardant suit, went down to the track, had them douse him in gasoline, and lit him on fire to show to all the drivers that his was the safest, and thus he became...
Very, very wealthy. Yeah,
he ended up being the end all be all for space
and the guy
for
that
safety.
The guy that invented the what is it called, the GFI? What's the plug thing? What's that called?
Yeah,
GFI circuitry.
Yeah. Yes,
A friend of mine was telling me that when he first developed that, he would go to trade shows and stand in a bathtub and plug stuff in.
Oh, wow.
What? Oh, my gosh. And drop toasters in the water.
I mean, that's
stuff?
Confident in your work.
That's very confident.
Oof. Yeah. But again, this thing is a really dumb idea.
Yeah, my gosh.
I'll see if I can find the story about the phone book guy, but of course.
Here's a dumb
especially idea. These days, by the way.
Yeah.
There are no phone books.
Yeah, and those that are, they're thin.
Yeah.
Well, you press the contacts in your iPhone.
Hold your iPhone up.
Do they finally stop giving everybody free phone books, right?
I have never gotten one.
I've had one in a few years
since I've moved. Yeah.
It was, I mean, I can remember every year getting them and immediately throwing them in the garbage can.
Yes. There was a white pages and a yellow pages.
Yeah, I remember not being able to live without them, though.
Sure.
Man. No kidding.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Okay, the
world's, world's a crazy place.
Yeah.
No, but isn't that why we have so many companies that start with A is because of the phone book?
Yeah.
They started it so they would appear first in the yellow pages.
That's right.
It was correct? Always a triple A Aaron.
Hey, what mechanic should we go to? How about A?
Aardvark mechanic.
Healthcare.
Is there a triple AAA rehab?
Would they combine the two?
That's for alcoholics who drive. I'm sorry.
Healthcare workers in Vietnam say a man with a wooden chopstick lodged in his eye socket for 3 weeks without noticing has been treated.
Without noticing.
The unnamed 24-year-old went to the Kanto University of Medicine and Pharmacy complaining of pain and swelling in his left eye. Initially, there were no signs of injury apart from some swelling and discharge, but a CT scan revealed a 3-inch-long foreign body lodged in the man's eye socket. On further examination, a wooden chopstick apparently had penetrated the ocular area and destroyed the man's lateral nasal wall.
Ugh.
When asked how that chopstick got there, the patient could only recall a, quote, collision with a friend while partying, but no recollection of a chopstick piercing his sinus.
So it must have pierced, snapped, and then that piece was in there.
But he's so drunk he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Doctors were able to safely remove the chopstick from the patient's eye socket.
Man.
Yikes.
That's why I always like a fork. You get a fork behind your eyeball.
You're going to know it?
You'll remember that.
Yeah. But not a spork.
No?
Yeah. Ugh. Well, this is horrible.
Yeah, another eye story.
Did you hear that? Where was this again?
This was in Vietnam.
Oh, then that will effectively make this not work.
Okay.
I understand he's going to court. It's going to be a chop suey.
You know,
in China.
I'm going to say the location didn't have much to do with.
Yeah, I don't think Vietnam changed the content.
Yeah. Well, conceptually. By the way, when I was a kid, the only time I ever had Chinese food till I was a senior in high school,
La Choy,
and I went to Chung Hwa's, was that La Choy chop suey?
Yeah, it was in the can.
God
awful.
Terrible.
Had the two cans, a little one on top.
The crispy little things you put on top.
Oh yeah, the bean sprouts.
God awful.
And the water chestnuts.
Yes.
But now I love Chinese food. Do they actually have chop suey at Chinese restaurants?
Yes,
they do.
Okay. Started in San Francisco, actually. Seriously.
Yeah, really? But I've never. I always get other things. But
we always had the canned chow mein. We never had the chop suey.
That's what we had.
I mean, I think it turned off a couple generations of eating great Asian food.
It didn't taste anything like Chinese food.
No, it didn't.
It had a weird slime to it.
Yes, it did.
You know what, though? I liked it.
Did we you? Had yeah, it. I did, too.
It was mushy.
Right.
Yes.
Except for the water chestnut.
Right.
That was the only crisp vegetable left.
That was great.
It had an odd strange
that were something that a lot of people did not like. It still exists and it's still out there.
I imagine it's still out there, but I mean,
La Choy makes Chinese food.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went to Chung Hwa's for the first time, and it was this revelatory moment that this is the greatest food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing. But that crap in the can.
Careful.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not great, but as a kid, I remember it being kind of a treat.
But you and I agree that the only really good canned food is the Chef Boyardee ravioli.
I think it's wonderful.
Oh no, I think a Denny Moore beef stew holds up pretty well in the can.
Yes. Has its place. Yeah,
I agree.
You like Denny Moore in the can?
Sure. Better than Dudley Moore.
Hey, Rudy, what did you say? Don't you want to be me?
You know, speaking of food, we talked about how baked potatoes are, of course, on everyone's
Super Bowl party list?
Super Bowl party list.
Survey, they were number one. Big survey, number one.
Right, right. There was an odd survey that said baked potatoes in certain states were number one. Well, how about us, and Pat had a wonderful song about it. How about some songs about more traditional Super Bowl food?
Okay.
Oh, I want a jalapeno popper. Yes, it's a Super Bowl showstopper.
Ooh.
A favorite of the Big Bopper. Really? Oh, a jalapeno popper.
Where is that?
Now, Pat, you can only, you're kind of sticking with veggies, right?
I like the steamed broccolini. Can't have the cocktail weenie. Eggplant and zucchini. I like the steamed broccolini. What else do you like?
Well, I think I'd prefer a bigger plate of nachos.
Oh, yeah.
You can serve it with gazpacho.
Oh.
Randy Savage was so macho. He liked a plate of nachos. Chip, chip, chip.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like the linear thought. kind of like America lyrics. I make no sense. That was very good. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
Well, if you're just joining us, we've talked a lot about nudity this morning. We had the nude cruise that's taken off with Norwegian Cruise Lines down there in the Bahamas. A UK couple was shocked to discover lewd photographs screwed into a tree at a local nature area. Erica Blake and her husband Dylan spotted the pornographic pictures while walking through Hambledon Woods near Brunley. They were on a stroll. Mr. Blake told Lansk Live, we stopped off to have some tomato soup from a flask.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that's what a party.
I call it a Bloody Mary.
Where is this?
In the UK.
How odd.
We turned around and there were, they were there, bold as brass. It put us right off our soup and roll. Who would put something like that in the middle of the woods? Okay. The couple noted the images appeared to have been screwed into the tree some time ago.
Screwed in?
Yeah, as they looked a bit weathered and worn. Well, guy needed to have his hands free.
Oh, God. But do they laminate them and then screw?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, back in the day, I guess you'd have a tree fort and hide your dad's porno in there, but...
So what? Now, instead of, you just have to, the guy just has to stand there and enjoy the photos?
Is there like a knot hole in the tree?
Tomato soup?
Tomato soup in a flask, yes. I bet he meant thermos. I mean,
oh, it's probably a Stanley.
Yeah, I mean, that's sure.
Have you been to a kid's sporting event lately?
Oh, Stanley's the man.
And you go out and there's, I was just at one last night and there's the card table in the lobby of the gym.
Yeah.
With the lost and found, and there's the Stanley Museum.
Yeah, I got 9 at the last one I went to. Oh, and thank you, Stanley, for making every cup just about half an inch taller than fits in on my cabinet shelves.
Oh, yes.
So that none will fit in
my
cabinet.
You're exactly right. I have to lie mine on the side or lay or whatever.
We have a...
Stanley cabinet?
No, it's a thing so you can lay them down.
Kind of a caddy. Okay.
Yeah, like a caddy. It's
like a wine rack kind of thing.
Exactly.
That's nice.
I'm sure that's why they came up with it. Mm-hmm. I believe
they need to get one.
I believe it was. I forget if it was like Walmart or it was. Yeah, but that way you can put your Stanleys in there.
Ah, and, shelf caddy for your.
That's what
Stanley.
I need. All mine are just sitting on my counter because none of them will fit in.
Is there a Stanley versus Yeti thing going on?
Probably.
I think Stanley won the beverage part. I think Yeti won the cooler.
You know what's weird? In my mind, the Yeti is for my coffee. It's for the hot when it comes to the drinks, and the Stanley is for the cold. Oh. But I know that's not. They're both completely great.
Pat, back in the day, they were both for booze.
Of course.
Hot toddies and cold drinks.
A California ophthalmologist has revealed that she removed... not a chopstick, 23 forgotten contact lenses from a patient's eye.
I can't stand the eye stuff.
I know, me either.
That woman can see next week.
Katrina Kurtiva posted on Instagram a video of herself pulling up the woman's eyelid with a lid speculum to reveal several bunched up contact lenses.
Ugh.
She then starts to remove them with a Q-tip.
The hell's wrong with this lady?
Kurtiva wrote in the video's caption that, quote, "This is an occasion when someone forgot to remove contact lenses at night and kept on putting a new one in every morning."
What's wrong with this person?
She's drunk.
Maybe.
She said in another post that the contacts were essentially glued together after sitting under the eyelid for a month. Despite the sheer number of contacts in her eye, or his eye, Kurtiva said her only complaint was that she felt that it was something in her eye for about a week. So it was a lady. Kurtiva said it was an opportunity to remind people not to sleep in their contact lenses.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't want to be this lady's proctologist. It'd be like a clown car.
Am I?
Here we got a couple of sets of dice.
Oh, boy.
A ping pong ball.
Oh.
Salt shaker.
I haven't seen this many plugs, ma'am, since I went to that hair transplant.
I would think that, I mean, how do you forget?
I never wore contacts. I couldn't do that. I can't stick my finger in my eye.
I did wear contacts for years, and I don't know how she did this. You kind of,
I did hear that her vision was 20/20. Wow. That's, Oh, did this woman have all of her, you know, faculties in place?
Right. Is she ancient?
I don't know. Or maybe she drank a lot and she just gets, you know, got drunk, passed out, forgot.
Mm. Okay. Well, now.
But they're only in one eye, correct?
Yeah.
Like, so she would be good on the left and then just forget.
No, there are people that only wear the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Our what's his name again?
Producer Jason?
No, that's not his name.
Alan over the shack, I think, just
Jason
wears
says he only wears one.
Really?
Yeah. Weirdo.
Yeah, you're a real freak.
Look, he's tilted, though, when he said.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.